Hello?
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Naya. How can I assist you today?
You took money out of my account, and I want to know why.
Can you provide me with your zip code so I can locate your account?
Sure, it's 19128.
Okay, can you verify your first and last name?
Sure, Dominic Gallagher.
And can you verify your address, please?
214 Jamestown Street, spelled after your PA, 19128.
So you're stringing a charge on the 25th for $59.97. On the 10th of January, you purchased the Vibe Pots and Vibe Watch. That is just the full price of the Vibe Watch. And after the 14-day trial, they do charge you full price for the product. So that's what happened. That's what you see there is just full price of the product that was sent out already.
Well, I was misinformed. I was never told that. So if I have to, I'll send the watch back. I was never told about that I would have to pay $59. All I was told that I have to pay is the shipping and the handling, and that's what I did.
Yes, sir. If you go back to the website, it does state that in the terms and conditions.
There is no website.
There is no website.
No. What there is it was supposed to be a survey, and I did the survey.
Okay. So they do have a website. I'm on it right now.
All right, but I was misinformed. Like I said, if I would known it was for the watch, and I even paid $12 for the fucking warranty, I guess I'm not getting that back either.
You called in for the refund for that. Let me see on the 10th. On the 13th, it was refunded.
Yeah, the refund was for the iPods. They were $29. And the girl offered me. She said if I cut the shipping and the handling in half, then would I still take them? And that's what I did because she, it was supposed to be like $30, but then she turned around and she would only give them to me for half of the price. But they never said anything about the watch that they were going to charge me full price. If I would have known that, I would have never offered, I would have never bought anything off you.
Yes, sir. I do understand that. I'm not sure.
So are you going to refund my money back? Because, like I said, I was never informed. Like I said, if I would have known any of this, I would have never bought anything off of you or even paid for shipping and handling.
Yes, sir. So you can call with your bank on the line for for a refund. But as far as refunding it, regular because you're asking, I'm unable because it is valid and it's for the product you already received.
Yeah, but like I said, give me an address. I'll ship them fucking right back to you.
It don't come to me. And you can't send it back because, wait, let me read so to make sure you can or can't.
So basically what are you saying? I'm fucked out of $59 unless I go through my bank for fraudulent charge.
You could just add them to the line or have them to call us. But let me see.
I don't think they're going to call us.
They always call. I done spoke to a lot of banks for people. So have you... They're showing a return address and... let me see. I'm trying to make sure everything so I can tell you. Okay, so if you do send the watch back or with the product that you receive, they will issue the refund after they receive the product and check to see if it's still in, you know, normal conditions.
Okay.
So, but, you know, you can always give us calls, you know, to see the update on it. But I do have the return address for you.
Can you send it in an email?
I can't do that either because it's my personal email on here. So we can't do that.
Don't the company have an email? So why you got to use your special email? Why you got to use your email?
Sir, we just can't disclose our company. So that's our email to talk to our, you know, advisors and stuff.
You know what? You know, I ain't getting nowhere with you. So you know what? I'm just going to go through my bank. Hopefully my bank can give me my money back, you know, and... You know, I'll never fucking deal with this company again.
Okay, sir. Well, you have a good day.